I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrissy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the midterm elections have inspired a lot of reflections on politics, and starting Saturday night in Wellfleet, that will include comedian and serious lieutenant governor candidate Jimmy Tingle.
Jimmy is a part-time Wellfleet resident who is best known as a stand-up comedian and TV commentator. He studied government, though, and this year put comedy aside, and he ran a serious campaign for the Democratic ticket as lieutenant governor and earned more than 40% of the vote. He is now reflecting on and writing about that experience and is going to premiere a new show at Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater, and it is called Jimmy Tingle Stand-Up, Why Would a Comedian Run for Office? In our Cape Week story, he talks about the show and his experiences. He says that audiences will see that beneath his humor, he has a passion for certain issues based on his life experiences. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. Saturday and 5 p.m. Sunday. Then there's four more performances before November 24th.
On Friday night of this Veterans Day weekend, there's an opportunity to eat and judge chili at a contest in Hyannis that helps veterans at the same time.
This is the fourth annual Red Hot Red Cross Chili Fest, and it's happening from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Friday at Cape Cod Beer in Hyannis. The eaters are the judges of what local cooks come up with, and admission includes chili, cornbread, popcorn, games, and prizes, and a cash bar. The event benefits the Warmer Winters Drive to help homeless veterans, and that's set up by the local chapter of the Red Cross. And you can pay cash to get in, or as an alternative, you can bring a Warmer Winters donation of a gift wrap hat, gloves, scarf, or socks in original packaging with the size marked.
There are also several Veterans Day observances scheduled for Sunday's holiday and on the weekend.
We have a list of some of those tributes in Cape Week, and they include the 6th Annual Dennis Field of Honor, which will be open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday through Monday at Johnny Kelly Recreation Area in Dennis. For that, they put hundreds of flags honoring personal heroes, including veterans, active armed forces, police officers, firefighters, or someone's own personal champion, set up at the park. There's also a Veterans Day music program by the Northside String Band at 2 p.m. Saturday at Yarmouth Port Library, and at 4 p.m. Saturday at First Congregational Church of Chatham, and at 4 p.m. Sunday at 1717 Meeting House in West Barnstable, there's a program called Battle Lines, Poetry and Music of World War I, with words read by retired Judge Greg Williams and piano music by Jacqueline Schwab, with Sarah Ford Marchio on Scottish pipes.
For people who have started thinking about holiday gift buying, there are two markets this weekend selling gifts that help people and communities at the same time.
Well, these are not connected, but both are called alternative gift markets, and both happen from mid-morning to mid-afternoon, Saturday and Sunday. One is in Barnstable, though, and one is in Falmouth. The one at the Unitarian Church of Barnstable is aimed at helping 17 local organizations that organizers say focus on making Cape Cod a kinder, safer place for everybody. In Falmouth, it's the 12th annual Upper Cape Alternative Gift Market, and that's an interfaith effort by 7 congregations to help 10 local and 10 global tax-exempt organizations. Those organizations' focus is on Cape Cod, the environment, or at-risk people around the world. Besides donations in a gift recipient's name, the Falmouth Market also offers a global bazaar, which includes fair trade handcrafts and fair trade food items from Equal Exchange.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.